this is unprecedented for quite some time. There have been few instances. There's one that I can think of in the Bible. That's Genesis 6 and perhaps Genesis 11, where there is this concentration of effort. But it's a really unprecedented phenomenon. And so we'll explore that a little bit today. And you can see that, I think, perhaps best represented in the subject of technocracy. If you're paying attention, you can see that as a unifying force, again, around the sound bites that we've been conditioned, especially in the Western world, to really move toward these sound bites that we are encouraged to respond to. If it's convenient, if it's cost efficient or cost effective, it's convenient, it's safe, secure, then why wouldn't we do that? And everything seems to be revolving around sound bites similar to that. The problem is, particularly in the marketplace, when you do that, you drive the workforce out and the workforce wage with what's being driven out. As technology replaces people, then obviously the workers, with the worker goes the worker's wage, and that has a deleterious effect on the economy. You can see it all around you. If you look closely, virtually every segment of society is affected. And I've mentioned some of the stories this week that we've seen that give testament to that. Technology doing what it does. One of the stories I didn't mention that is posted over at Technocracy News this week, China's labor revolution. Foxconn replaces 60,000 factory workers with robots. And my note in that story, 600 companies in just one province will reduce headcount up to 50% this year. And my further comment, do you understand what technocracy means in terms of the world's growing number of service-based economies? So out go the laborers and the labor wage, and what is left as technology, robotics, artificial intelligence replaces the worker. That's why that is, in grossly oversimplified terms, that is why every economy is shifting toward a service-based economy, especially in the developed world, because technology is replacing labor at an increasing rate. So what's left? Service is something that is, at this point, still uniquely people-oriented, but that will change too. That's intended to shift because robotics and artificial intelligence just hasn't developed enough to the point that it can function like people in a conversational fashion in a service-based economy. But that's planned too. So for the time being, service is uniquely people-oriented. Technology can't counterfeit that yet. But that's on the horizon. But there are a number of these stories. That story, and you can see the effects in a variety of ways. One of the stories that I think I neglected to mention was the NPR story this week. For the first time in 130 years, more young adults live with parents than with partners. And the subtitle, "Living with Mom and Dad is more popular than any other form of living arrangement among Americans ages 18 to 34, the Pew Research Center says. And this correlates directly to the technocratic movement, which is replacing labor with technology. But again, there's a coalescence of forces and thought that is hastening this. And people, the bottom line is people are being encouraged to gravitate toward this movement when in reality it has a deleterious effect on us all, on our in a sense it has a deleterious effect on the community as a whole and people individually. Obviously, it's as though we're feeding the poison to ourselves, poisoning our own society with this mindset. And this, I'll probably get into this next week, but this is in part what Ted Kaczynski was upset about, quite frankly. The crazy guy in the cabin in Montana who wasn't so crazy and was never caught, actually. He turned himself in on the condition that they publish his manifesto. And I've read his manifesto a couple of times on air, or part, not in its entirety, but probably do that again next week, because he was trying to appeal to his peers in academia, primarily, to say, this is what's coming. You are indoctrinating young people into believing that this is a good thing and that they should embrace it, when in reality, you know, academics, that this is not a good thing. This could spell the demise of mankind, certainly as we know it. And here we are. So it's interesting, you know, as this technology comes out, it's safe, secure, it's convenient, it's affordable. People embrace it. The eye exam story that I mentioned earlier this week, online eye exam site makes waves in eye care industry. If you could jump online and take an eye exam for $29 instead of going to your optometrist, especially with what's happened in the healthcare industry in recent years and coverage, a number of people would do that, not realizing that that whole industry then is on the chopping block. So again, in simple terms, grossly oversimplified terms, what happens then? There's a shift. Disruptive innovation disrupts that entire market sector, that entire industry. It is irrevocably altered. And along with it, the labor pool and the wage. So where does that go? Whither the labor pool, whither the wage, the laborer's wage. And the technocrats are absorbing the labor wage in every sector they disrupt, when you think about it. So in the eye exam world, if you're the venture capitalist investing in the tech startup, in this case, Chicago-based Opternative, then you are absorbing the laborer's wage, a small portion of it, and some people, the technocrats in particular, would say, "Hey, we're actually helping people save money." Not really. What is saved pales in comparison, or pales in proportion to what is lost, if that makes sense. In other words, in that industry are a number of folks who will now be unemployed. That wage compared to what is saved by those spending to pay the salary, it pales by comparison, if that makes sense. So what is absorbed outweighs what is saved, if that makes sense. And you can see that happening. It's interesting. One of the other things I was thinking about in conjunction with the subject matter is the documentary Noam Chomsky's documentary, the 2015 biography documentary, Requiem for the American Dream. If you haven't seen it, I recommend that you watch it. It's on Netflix right now. It's fascinating. And in it, he talks about how, among other things, we have a system in America between the corporations and what is known as government, what I would call a rogue political regime. I think we are a rogue nation, quite frankly, a nation of, and this is why I keep mentioning virtue, morality, and religion as the underpinnings. You can see it in a variety of ways. There is this growing antagonism and almost hysteria toward any dissenting views and voices. A couple of the TEDx talks will probably play in today's broadcast point that out. No dissenting voices are welcome or really even allowed. So anyway, Noam Chomsky in Requiem for the American Dream, a documentary that was filmed over four years. Chomsky discusses the deliberate concentration of wealth and power found in the hands of a select few, and how this is just a circular, almost closed loop system that feeds on itself because of the expense of elections. Politicians are beholden to the largest, multinational, typically corporate interests, and that feeds on itself. And because of that, then those multinational corporate interests are self-serving in the halls of government, or what would pass itself off as government. It just feeds on itself. And so here we are. It is a fascist interlock, the likes of which I think the world has never seen, here in America anyway. And the way Philip Bobbitt described it in The Shield of Achilles is the market state, which has superseded the nation state. And so now the nation state really is subservient to the market state, it would seem. And when you look at the conglomerates that are doing what they're doing virtually unimpeded, more and more so, the Googles of the world shaping the world around us, and with obviously little to no political oversight or social oversight. It's fascinating. So these stories, this is the direction we're pushing. You can see the impact technocracy is having, the way that it's leeching a variety of factors from society, the labor pool, the wage, the laborer's wage with it, intellectual property, creative thought. If we get to Rupert Sheldrake's banned TEDx talk, you'll hear that he kind of alludes to that, doesn't speak directly to it, I think, but gets close enough that you can hear that. And again, no dissenting voices in this discussion. Otto is another one that I mentioned, the Google self-driving car crew, the ex-Googlers bringing self-driving technology to trucks and the trucking industry. Saw that earlier this week. Auto OTTO. The website is OT.TO, and I mused rhetorically. I wonder what the palindromic significance is. But what will that do to the trucking industry? And, you know, the popular science story earlier this week, the synthetic butcher shop, how science will make cows obsolete, which is interestingly a rerunning of the similar story over Washington Post this time last year, May 20th. This is the future of meat. Meet the future of meat, a $10 lab-grown hamburger. That was the Washington Post story last year. And that's what scientists are planning on doing. So what does that do? That replaces a host of people in the labor pool, including ranches, under assault. Fascinating stuff. So coalescence of forces, and people don't realize that every industry is under attack by this disruptive innovation. There are no dissenting voices. Those are suppressed and occluded. We'll be right back.
This is a...
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Life full of fun seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't shall. So be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
That about sums it up. So, welcome back. Let me, before we move on further, let me just say I am your host, Chris Hinckley. Obviously, we are all road warriors who would esteem to be, and again, feel free to dive into the chat area as always. It's always fun and lively discussion happening there. I want to give you the trailer for Noam Chomsky's Requiem for the American Dream, which was shown at the 2015 Tribeca Film Festival, by the way, and it's interesting stuff. So, without further ado, here is the trailer for Requiem for the American Dream.
During the Great Depression, which I'm old enough to remember, there was, and most of my family were unemployed, working class, it was bad. But there was an expectation that things were going to get better. There isn't today.
Noam Chomsky has made two international reputations.
The most important intellectual alive, America's leading dissenter.
He is listed in anybody's catalog as among the top heroes of the New Left.
He is among the eight most quoted thinkers ever.
Inequality is really unprecedented. It's like the worst periods of American history. Effect of the concentration of wealth is to yield concentration of power. Not only is it extremely unjust in itself, inequality has highly negative consequences on the society as a whole, because the very fact of inequality has a corrosive, harmful effect on democracy. This is a result of over 30 years of a shift in social and economic policy completely against the will of the population. It goes back to the founding of the country. If you read the debates at the Constitutional Convention, James Madison, the main framer, said the major concern of the society has to be to protect the minority of the opulent against the majority. If you look at the history of the United States, it's a constant struggle between these two tendencies. Pressure for more freedom and democracy coming from below, and efforts at elite control and domination coming from above. You opened by talking about the American dream. Part of the American dream is class mobility. You're born poor, you work hard, you get rich. It's all collapsed.
And not by accident, but by design. And again, this consolidated effort and consolidation of force moving in the direction of this technocratic regime, this interlock, and we just can't seem to. It's interesting. We are in this society in particular. We have been conditioned to embrace the very poison that is our undoing. That is the technocratic. The technocratic movement, and as Patrick Wood has been saying, it is the Trojan horse of global transformation. It's interesting. We keep gravitating. We keep reaching. It's going to save us, when in reality, it's the thing that is our undoing. There is a way to adopt technology that would serve us better. You know, Jaron Lanier, who has anybody in Silicon Valley.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
So just to conclude that thought, you heard the trailer for Requiem for the American Dream. This represents a bigger picture view of this coalescence of forces. It's being applied in a variety of ways, predominantly through the use and application of technology. And technology, science and technology, lend itself very well to, very handsomely to technocracy. And usually when you say technocracy, people think technology. They are not necessarily synonymous. Technocracy is the rule of and by experts, the rule of experts and by experts. And technology obviously lends itself to that because the experts, the technocrats, usually talk efficiency. They want to cast themselves as, or they fancy themselves, efficiency experts. Efficiency and convenience. It's all, it's efficient, it's convenient, it's cost effective. Why wouldn't we do it? Well, if it becomes the undoing of us all, then maybe that's why we wouldn't do it. Even in the face of, all of the efficiency, the convenience, the cost effectiveness, that would be why. If it's the undoing of us, that's not a good thing. So in Jaron Lanier's book, You Are Not a Gadget, a Manifesto, having worked with the who's who in Silicon Valley, he discusses, going back to the 70s, I mean, he talks about all kinds of fascinating concepts, things like virtual graffiti that we're hearing about now. You can write on a tree outside your friend's house, and when your friend backs out of the driveway on Monday morning to drive off to work, the time-dated message on the tree appears so the friend sees it, and then message goes away. Virtual graffiti, a concept that's been around since at least the 70s, that we're now starting to see coming to fruition in the VR and AR discussions, more mainstream and more widespread. But Jaron Lanier has been involved in cutting edge technology for the last 40 years or so. And he, in his book, You Are Not a Gadget, a Manifesto, discusses how technological advancement, in my words, he discusses how technological advancement has been hijacked, in a sense, and harnessed to serve a smaller and smaller interest, the interest of a very few. And that is these technocratic folks pushing for this technological advancement that really is herding us into a pen as a society. And it's creating a myopia as well. And that myopia can be seen in a variety of ways and in several different contexts. One of those is the filter bubble that Elie Pariser talked about in his TEDx talk back in 2011. And so I want you to listen to this. The filter bubble, what Facebook and Google are literally hiding, literally in some cases hiding from the world. This was Elie Pariser's Facebook talk back in, or TEDx talk back in 2011, excuse me. And he's the author of The Filter Bubble, about how personalized search might be narrowing our world view. But for what purpose? It's been viewed 3.5 million times just on TEDx or on TED.com alone, and millions more on YouTube. Anyway, go ahead with that, please.
Mark Zuckerberg, a journalist, was asking him a question about the news feed. And the journalist was asking him, why is this so important? And Zuckerberg said, a squirrel dying in your front yard may be more relevant to your interests right now than people dying in Africa. And I want to talk about what a web based on that idea of relevance might look like. So when I was growing up in a really rural area in Maine, you know, the internet meant something very different to me. It meant a connection to the world. It meant something that would connect us all together. And I was sure that it was going to be great for democracy and for our society. But there's this kind of shift in how information is flowing online. And it's invisible. And if we don't pay attention to it, it could be a real problem. So I first noticed this in a place I spend a lot of time, my Facebook page. I'm progressive politically, big surprise, but I've always gone out of my way to meet conservatives. I like hearing what they're thinking about. I like seeing what they link to. I like learning a thing or two. And so I was kind of surprised when I noticed one day that the conservatives had disappeared from my Facebook feed. And what it turned out was going on was that Facebook was looking at which links I clicked on. And it was noticing that actually I was clicking more on my liberal friends' links than on my conservative friends' links. And without consulting me about it, it had edited them out. They disappeared. So Facebook isn't the only place that's doing this kind of invisible algorithmic editing of the web. Google's doing it too. If I search for something and you search for something, even right now at the very same time, we may get very different search results. Even if you're logged out, one engineer told me, there are 57 signals that Google looks at. Everything from what kind of computer you're on, to what kind of browser you're using, to where you're located, that it uses to personally tailor your query results. Think about it for a second. There is no standard Google anymore. And, you know, the funny thing about this is that it's hard to see. You can't see how different your search results are from anyone else's. But a couple of weeks ago, I asked a bunch of friends to Google Egypt and to send me screenshots of what they got. So here's my friend Scott's screenshot. And here's my friend Daniel's screenshot. When you put them side by side, you don't even have to read the links to see how different these two pages are. But when you do read the links, it's really quite remarkable. Daniel didn't get anything about the protests in Egypt at all in his first page of Google results. Scott's results were full of them. And this was the big story of the day at that time. That's how different these results are becoming. So it's not just Google and Facebook either. You know, this is something that's sweeping the web. There are a whole host of companies that are doing this kind of personalization. Yahoo News, the biggest news site on the internet, is now personalized. Different people get different things. Huffington Post, Washington Post, New York Times, all flirting with personalization in various ways. And where this moves us very quickly toward a world in which the internet is showing us what it thinks we want to see, but not necessarily what we need to see. As Eric Schmidt said, it'll be very hard for people to watch or consume something that has not, in some sense, been tailored for them. So I do think this is a problem. And I think if you take all of these filters together, if you take all of these algorithms, you get what I call a filter bubble. And your filter bubble is kind of your own personal, unique universe of information that you live in online. And what's in your filter bubble depends on who you are, and it depends on what you do. But the thing is that you don't decide what gets in. And more importantly, you don't actually see what gets edited out. So one of the problems with the filter bubble was discovered by some researchers at Netflix. And they were looking at the Netflix queues, and they noticed something kind of funny that a lot of us probably have noticed, which is there are some movies that just sort of zip right up and out to our houses. They enter the queue, they just zip right out. So Iron Man zips right out, right? And waiting for Superman can wait for a really long time. What they discovered was that in our Netflix queues, there's kind of this epic struggle going on between our future aspirational selves and our more impulsive present selves. You know, we all want to be someone who has watched Rashomon. But right now, we want to watch Ace Ventura for the fourth time. So the best editing gives us a bit of both. It gives us a little bit of Justin Bieber and a little bit of Afghanistan. It gives us some information vegetables. It gives us some information dessert. And the challenge with these kind of algorithmic filters, these personalized filters, is that because they're mainly looking at what you click on first, you know, it can throw off that balance. And instead of a balanced information diet, you can end up surrounded by information junk food. So what this suggests is actually that we may have the story about the internet wrong. In a broadcast society, you know, this is how the founding mythology goes, right? In a broadcast society, there were these gatekeepers, the editors, and they controlled the flows of information. And along came the internet, and it swept them out of the way, and it allowed us, all of us, to connect together, and it was awesome. But that's not actually what's happening right now. What we're seeing is more of a passing of the torch from human gatekeepers to algorithmic ones. And the thing is that the algorithms don't yet have the kind of embedded ethics that the editors did. So if algorithms are going to curate the world for us, if they're going to decide what we get to see and what we don't get to see, then we need to make sure that they're not just keyed to relevance. We need to make sure that they also show us things that are uncomfortable or challenging or important. This is what TED does, right? Other points of view. And the thing is, we've actually kind of been here before as a society. In 1915, it's not like newspapers were sweating a lot about their civic responsibilities. Then people kind of noticed that they were doing something really important. That in fact, you couldn't have a functioning democracy if citizens didn't get a good flow of information. That the newspapers were critical because they were acting as the filter, and that journalistic ethics developed. It wasn't perfect, but it got us through the last century. And so now, we're kind of back in 1915 on the web. And we need the new gatekeepers to encode that kind of responsibility into the code that they're writing. You know, I know there are a lot of people here from Facebook and from Google, Larry and Sergey, who, you know, people who have helped build the web as it is, and I'm grateful for that. But we really need you to make sure that these algorithms have encoded in them a sense of the public life, a sense of civic responsibility. We need you to make sure that they're transparent enough that we can see what the rules are that determine what gets through our filters. And we need you to give us some control so that we can decide what gets through and what doesn't. Because I think we really need the internet to be that thing that we all dreamed of it being. We need it to connect us all together. We need it to introduce us to new ideas and new people and different perspectives. And it's not going to do that if it leaves us all isolated in a web of one. Thank you.
Thank you. Interesting. Interesting. You know, not to put words in Ellie Pariser's mouth, but I would go as far as to say some of that still includes assumptive tyranny, you know, when he says instead of a balanced information diet, you can end up with surrounded by information junk food, which is true. And he said we need to make sure that the algorithms, you know, we see a passing of the torch from human gatekeepers to algorithmic ones. We need to make sure that the algorithms, also show us things that are uncomfortable or challenging or important. This is what TED does. Other points of view. First of all, that's not really what TED does. TED is a fairly unified voice, and there aren't too many dissenting or defecting voices. We'll probably hear one of those in the first segment of the second hour. But it's not the voices are not as disparate as some would have us believe. But secondly, why are the algorithms choosing? Why is that? You know, he concludes, as you heard, with the idea that we need you, the Larrys and Sergeys, Larry Pages, the Sergey Brins, the Eric Schmidts, the Zuckerbergs of the world, to give us some control so that we can decide what gets through and what doesn't. Why are we having algorithms do that? But you'll notice, I mean, that's a valid point. It would be good to, you know, to have some control over that. And you can do anonymous browsing, for example, in Firefox, you can open a private window, or in Chrome, incognito, and you have that capability in different browsers to get more anonymous results. But you can't really dial that experience in per se easily. And of course, if you find search results in those anonymous browsing windows, you can save those and or bookmark them and collect them that way. So that is kind of a way that you can affect that experience. But it gets back to what I call assumptive tyranny. The presumption that, you know, as you heard him mention, as Eric Schmidt said, it will be very hard for people to watch or consume something that has not in some sense been tailored for them. And if you go back to the documentary Suitology, you know that the marketing world in particular and Hollywood have collaborated with neuroscience in recent years to do that very thing, to target the limbic system of your brain in order to bypass the frontal lobe and to drive the messages deeper into your consciousness. So this is, again, this is a consolidation of effort and forces. Assumptive tyranny. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function.
Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines humping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup.
Segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. A couple of things, just kind of headlines. Again, you know, the total immersive experience is on the horizon. It's already kind of happening in a variety of ways, but that's part of what Ellie Parizer was referring to, this immersive experience. Again, you know, the documentary Pseudology, I think, does a good job of portraying the direction that is trending. But in the final segment, let's just discuss a few perhaps headlines. Interesting, you know, someone is fibbing. You look at some of the stories on the web floating around, and speaking of the web, you know, it's difficult to tailor your experience to your own desire. This assumptive tyranny, as I call it, there are a few places that you can do that. One of those these days is Flipboard. You can kind of tailor your experience a little bit better to your own liking. Ellie Parizer is also over at Upworthy. Upworthy is a place where you can kind of tailor the experience, but that's more of a singular voice as well. So we hear about economic recovery and things are good, but things are not so good. The fact that U.S. jobless claims fall more than expected last week. That was a Reuters story earlier this week. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits fell more than expected last week, moving back to near-cycle lows as the labor market remains healthy and the economy regains momentum. Right. So you hear that, and then you see stories, like I mentioned, earlier, the fact that as NPR reported, for the first time in 130 years, more young adults live with parents than with partners. Living with mom and dad is more popular than any other form of living arrangement in Americans ages 18 to 34, according to Pew Research. Interesting stuff. Someone is fibbing or not being told the whole story. and there is more to discuss on that. Anyway, that'll do it for the first hour. Stick around for the second hour coming up right after this short break. Be right back.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here reminding you that June is Health Awareness Month, sponsored by GetTheTea.com. Many of you have heard our tea commercial, maybe visited the website, but haven't committed because, well, you just don't know. Skeptical. We understand. Just to remind you, our tea is not just tea. In fact, very little tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs, removing intruders that attack your health. You brew our tea to make the concentrate, you add water, and put in the fridge. 2 8-ounce glasses a day, and life will be good. Visit us at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And this month is lots of fun stuff with Health Awareness Month. You could be picked and receive your order absolutely free. You never know. Read the testimonies and try our products. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And for great health tips, visit my YouTube channel at Health Matters Now, where you can learn about health tips and how products work on your body. Join me, GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.